All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Yeah, I forgot. This mic's on.
Welcome in. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. You can shop there for a golf cart, maybe a Yamaha golf cart. They even do these customized golf carts. You can have these things built to reflect your personality. You can whatever, have a golf cart with your favorite team's logos all over it. They do it all at Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They're in Rockford, Michigan. So glad that they are part of this silly podcast. All right. Last night it was basketball night at Van Andel Arena. And this is the final week of the NBA G League season. And unfortunately, our beloved Grand Rapids Gold got knocked out of the playoffs last night. You can still go to games. They've got a game on Thursday and a game on Saturday that I'll be at. You can still get tickets for that. But in this game, they had a guy on the other team who I don't think I've ever seen a performance quite like this. And he started hitting three-pointers. And this guy, it doesn't even matter what his name is. We don't care. In the previous game, same team, he scored 2 points. He, like, stunk. He couldn't hit the side of a barn. This guy hit 12 three-pointers last night. 12! He ended up with 44 fucking points. Guy was totally on fire. And we're like, what the hell? So then there's still like 7 or 8 minutes to go. And I look up the NBA G League record. And the record is 13. And he's got 12. By the way, in the actual NBA, the all-time record for that is 14 three-pointers. So this guy's got a chance to eclipse both of those marks. And there's a pause in the action. And my guy next to me, he is, I don't know what he does at the scorer's table. He gets up, and there's like a timeout on the court. We're getting our ass kicked by like 40 points. And my guy goes over to their coach. He actually walks over. And he says, hey, because they're taking the guy out. They're like yanking him. Okay, you've done enough. It's time for you to rest. I was like, no, you can't take him out now, you assholes. So my statistician guy, he goes over there and he says to the coach, he goes, your guy's got 12 three-pointers. And the league record is 13. And he just tells him that hope. And the guy goes, thank you. He never put him back in. It was an unbelievable performance. People were like, holy shit. It wasn't quite Steph Curry. Well, it was pretty close. Which, by the way, that video that we saw earlier yesterday of Steph Curry chucking up the court-length three-pointer, and it like bends in. I guess he missed it. It looked like he got it in, though, didn't it? I mean, when we watched it. But I don't think he did. Check it out. This is that moment from a different angle. See, here it looks like it went in, but it didn't. He missed it. Came up short. Everybody there was convinced that he got it, so it doesn't matter. All right. Anyway, that is, I think, if you've, like, when I was a kid, I would play basketball with my buddies, and now if I shot a foul shot, I don't know if I could actually get the ball to the basket. It's that ugly. It's that bad. I so don't have the strength. That is truly, I think, one of the hardest things you can do is develop that skill set. Being able to drain a bucket from a long ways away. Nick is here. Always good to see Nick. Nick in beautiful, the great state of Texas. Hope you're doing well. Are you still dating the Russian? Didn't you tell me that you weren't dating the Russian anymore? I think I asked you this last time. One of the last times I saw you on Patreon. And the relationship with the Russian had just gone sour. Oh, you're back together again. You and the Russian. Nick met a nice lady who's, imported. And it wasn't like a mail order girlfriend or anything like that. He just met this Russian chick. And I love the accent of a Russian woman speaking English. It's exceptional. I would even consider marrying a Russian woman if she was less attractive. Like you got Pooh Bear, and let's say Pooh Bear takes a dirt nap, and I meet a Russian woman. I would lower my standards of appearance based on the accent. Yeah, I'm glad you're back together again. Good for you. You met on Tinder. Boy, I'm curious about that. So you meet her on Tinder. And then the first time that you realize that she's a Russian, or does she put in her profile, "I speak with a Russian accent. I'm hot." Good grief. Outstanding. I've got some news about programming this week for the Eric Zane Show podcast. We aren't able to do the Big Fraud Who Are These Free Beers and Ben and Eric Patreon podcast this week because of scheduling conflicts. I am busy every day this week. And then we kind of got into the possibility of doing the show on Friday. But I know for a fact that Friday is going to come around and Pooh Bear is going to want to go do something fun. So I kind of like shut it all down then. So I don't, yeah, we're not gonna let the weekend creep into it,
Darla. No.
So we're gonna kick it to next week, and the schedule gets lighter starting next week because I'm dropping a sport. Basketball is leaving us because the season is winding down. The multi-talented Megan is here. Hello to you. Stevie says, "I dated a Russian guy when I was in college. I would ask his dad to say things like 'must kill moose and squirrel' all the time." Hilarious. Nick says the significant other's name is Ekaterina, E-K-A-T-E-R-I-N-A, Ekaterina. That sounds like a disease. Bob says the only accent that might be better is Irish. there are some people that when they speak with the English, when they speak English with an accent, that I want to barf. Typically, I don't like it when people from Pakistan or India or an Asian country speaks English. I want to punch them in the face. I can't stand it because I always have to. I'm not catching this. This is going right. This is making my brain turn into lava, and I can't stand it. It's nothing against those groups of people. It's just too fucked up for me. It goes back to when I used to go to Catholic Church. This Pakistani import priest, Father Ayub, was horrible. Pooh Bear said, I don't even want to go back. I don't even want to go back there. And she came up with the nickname, instead of Father Ayub, she was calling him Father I Can't Understand Yub. And it was so bad. So bad. All right. So here we go on this edition of the show. Nick says the Russian sayings are hilarious. She always says, if grandmother had penis, she'd be grandfather. You know, that kind of sounds like my relatives who came to the U.S., in the 70s. My aunt, my beloved aunt. That is my dad's sister, Aunt Gossia. Her English is sketchy at best. She sounds like what you just described. And I don't know if it has to do with the fact that she lived in a... if that's just the way Armenians talk, or if it had to do with the fact that the Russian influence. I don't know, because Armenia was a Soviet country. Never forget visiting San Francisco and that moment when Diana actually was a first responder to a drowning victim, and her and the other guy on the beach brought this lady back to life somehow after, CPR and all that shit. Molly says, easy, were you from USA but are Armenian? Yes. So anyway, Pooh Bear and this guy, drowning victim, it's a lady, old lady, they pull her out of the surf and they go to work. And then I call 911. Long story short, beach patrol shows up like 10 minutes later. This woman would have been dead. They actually, Pooh Bear and this guy got a pulse on her. They didn't even have to use the defibrillator on her. And she survived. It was on the news. And I never forget, I visit with, then my aunt lives right there. The same day, telling that story to my family members. The woman was waiting in the water. She was kind of like just standing in the water with the waves coming in on her, just waiting in there. Told that story to my aunt, and it's to several people. Yeah, and she was just waiting in the water, like W-A-D-I-N-G. And my aunt goes, who's she wait for? Who's she wait for? Who would come? Who would see her? Who's she wait for? No, mom, my cousin, just explain it to her. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back with her, buddy. Today's a day where I'm actually hoping that there is strong ADHD influence on this show, because occasionally you'll get a day where like the news is all right, but I'm just a little bit concerned about what it's going to bring us for a show. I don't know who this guy is. I think he's an influencer. What you got here, this is a story that Chris D sent along. It's actually just a video. This guy is probably one of the most perfect physical frames you're ever going to see. And he has a routine that he went ahead and he showed his routine. He like got a camera on him and edited all the clips together. He gets up at like before 4 in the morning. And starts his day, I guess. At least that's what the video shows. And it shows him doing all this shit. Like, by the time 8 o'clock has rolled around, this dude has already, like, swam a mile, pumped iron, went running, prayed, read the Bible, wrote in his journal. And he's got, like, millions of people that follow him online. And so he posted that, and now people are kind of picking on the guy over it, and it's hysterical. I don't know anything about him. I don't know what his name is, but I'm going to show you this. All right, so this guy is just jacked. He starts out his day before 4 a.m. It looks like he's getting ready for the day. He's got his underwear on. He's looking really just a huge. He looks like a fucking Marvel superhero. He's got this tape over his mouth. I'm not entirely sure what that is. I think that's a trend that people do that so that it has to do with regulating their breathing in a more appropriate way. It's supposed to be better for you, as far as I can understand. And I might be wrong on this. So there you go. That's how he starts his day. Takes off the thing. This is all kind of, you know, pieced together from several hours in a minute and a half video. Brushing teeth. Pouring a glass of water. Rinsing his mouth. .438, he sits down, looks like he's meditating.
He's so we're going to be serious about the Lord's business.
Okay, he's getting the sermon. Now he's making an ice bath, and he puts his face in the ice bath. I was getting dressed. This dude is just jacked. Okay, now he's got his gear on, getting ready to go out. Okay, walking out of the apartment. Nice. Back. Now he's done with the workout. Now he's getting ready to jump in the pool. Getting out of the pool. Going into the hot tub.
That's it.
Okay, done with that. It's only 8:25. Now he's showering off. Okay, now he's eating a banana, rubbing the banana peel on his face. I'm guessing that these are all things that are good for your skin and your body. I mean, if you're watching this and you want to look like that, I'm going to start by watching this video. I'm going to rub the banana peel on my face. I'm going to get up real early. I'm going to do some Bible stuff. I'm going to write in my journal. I'm going to stick my face in ice cold water. Okay, now he's dressed up now. And he's sticking his face back in the ice cold water. I guess that's a common thing he does several times.
So looking at it, bro.
And now he's doing a podcast.
We got to go ahead and get in at least 10,000.
Okay, I don't know what he's talking about. Looks like my man is getting a fresh plate of breakfast made up by either assistant or lovely better half. Who knows?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, that's it. That is it. Thoughts on this? Maureen says, guess who else talked about this video earlier today? Freebird Hot Wings. I heard it on my drive into work. I can't wait to hear it. I'm curious to hear how they approach this. All right. Rebecca says, this routine is ridiculous. This has to be satire. Yeah, I don't know that it is. The ones that I'm going to show you now are. Because if you scroll down, people are making parodies of this guy. Like this guy gets up at 4 a.m., does some push-ups, sticks his face in the ice bath. I guess the dude is a fitness influencer. Okay. Got his food, running, more push-ups. Now, this is all, like, in 10 minutes' time.
Now he's awesome. And would you like to purchase my course as well for $19.99 a month?
Okay, so this is ridiculous. Various things happening in short order. He's in a plane. He's back doing push-ups. He's on a soccer pitch. He's installing flooring. He's graduating. He's seen the film The Joker. He's making more food, doing more push-ups, walking around dressed as Batman. So, all right, I could watch this thing. I might as well see it. Slaying, doing more push-ups, all by 7 in the morning. Very random.
I just let you know.
Pulled over. Back square.
Now,
the time is actually going backwards. All right, this is you got to see it. I'll link it up. I don't necessarily like talking about things at length that you have to be watching to see. So there you go. There's not much more to it other than people are having fun with it. I think that if you're influencer guy, whoever that dude is, anybody having fun with what you're doing is still good for business. That's all good. If they're doing their own satires of what you do, that's awesome. There was another link that Chris sent along about this exact thing, and there was it was a video of this guy saying, stop stealing my bit. But people were suggesting that he was like whining. But that's not the case. This is one of those posts that they had to add some context to it. There was no moment during this post after the video where this guy was complaining and that people were making fun of him. That video was posted on his Instagram account way back in February. It has nothing to do with the latest online chatter or rather mocking of his content style.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Aston Hall is his name. I had never heard of him. Now I'm talking about him. Again, I've made this point a million times. If you do something on social media and no one knows about it, and then suddenly people are talking about it, you have gamed the system. You have done your job. If you look as outstanding as that guy does, you absolutely have to make these videos. Now, to me, at the state that I'm in right now, that seems ridiculous to me. But there was also a point in time when I would do all these crazy exercise things. I mean, it was all my life. And that is so far removed from my brain right now that I can't even imagine how life was back then. But it was no big deal for me. on a Friday to swim, bike, run, and then on a Saturday get up and swim for two straight hours in a pool, back and forth, laps. Or I'd have a lake that I'd go to and just swim in open water for 2 hours, like miles. And then I would jump on the bike and pedal 110, and then I'd run 15 after that, all before like noon. And that was my life. And now I'm like, fuck, now I just want to cook some fucking hot dogs over the fire and then wash it down with s'mores. Let's see. Megan writes, I wondered and Googled, rubbing banana peels on your skin, particularly the inside of the peel, is a popular DIY skincare trend, with some claiming it can reduce wrinkles, brighten skin. Yeah, there you go. Chris wrote, do some Jesus shit, LOL. Did I say that while I was talking about this? Did I say do some Jesus shit? Because that sounds ridiculous. It wouldn't surprise me at all if I said that and now do not recall saying it. And how ridiculous is it to, when it comes to reading the Bible, refer to it as do some Jesus shit? You're right. That's ridiculous. Chris said that I said it when I was talking to Jim. Nick has a question about being the best at fitness. Did our pal Hot Wings do P90X when the rest of you guys did? No. Just Greg and I. I think Steve did it later. Dave says, I can see EZ making a video like this in the Mr. 10 days. Jeremy says, I should make my version of this video. 3 a.m. wake up. 4 a.m. get to work, 10 a.m. turn on EZ show, 4 p.m. still at work, 5:30 p.m. go to hotel, 5:32 p.m. try to find some food, 6:15 p.m. eat food. It's just not as exciting. Well, I don't think that that guy's was exciting. It's just remarkable what that guy has to do to stay where he is. And if that's what makes him happy, that's what makes him happy. I, for one, think that people who get up that early, that there's something wrong with them. They and people that get up that early and they just annoy me. Now, I did have to get up, well, not quite that early. I wouldn't even get up that early. But even that is a fucking drag. In my opinion, anything prior to 9 a.m., I'm probably going to be wanting a nap. I won't necessarily take it, but I'm definitely going to be wanting a nap. I will say this. If I got up an hour earlier, which I'm not going to, but if I did, it would make my life so much easier. And I would get so much more done if I didn't have to work out in the afternoon, like do my P90X shit or whatever the fuck I'm doing. If I did that, got up earlier and did that, but that seems sickening to me. You know? Nick says, EZ's 4 a.m. video is him ripping the covers off after some sort of messy incident. Today was particularly silly because the radio show on Q100 starts at 6. With top of the hour news. Sometimes it hits at 6:01, sometimes 6:02, but generally 6. It's 3 minutes long with the newscast and the accompanying commercials. When that ends, my show starts. This usually the alarm goes off at 5:50. That gives me enough time. About 13, 14 minutes to get the dogs out, feed them, get my coffee, sit down here. Today, I hit snooze. The snooze goes off at 1 minute till news. So I had to sit down here, turn all this shit on, I'm still coming out of my sleep. And I'm talking on the radio to Northern Michigan. Talk about an opportunity for my brain to try to trick me into saying, fuck you, on the radio. Tyler says, I used to wake up at 4 a.m. to work out. That shit sucks. Now I work out in the afternoon. Yeah, I'm not doing it. There's no way. Man Bun Chris says, did you ever have any days at Z93 or anywhere when you were still drinking and had to show up early? Oh, yeah. In particular, Monday night football parties at Hooters in Bay City. You host the damn thing, and then you stay till halftime or whatever, and then you go home. You know, probably get home about 11 p.m., 10:30, 10, I don't know. But, yeah, I'd drink my ass off, drive from Bay City back to Midland, shit-faced, and then go to bed and get up and be at work. Not fun. Not fun at all. All right, this show, the open and live stream on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to kick you out right now. You got to head over to Twitch if you want the rest of it. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You can also check out the audio podcast wherever you download shows. If you're having a hard time getting my show that you had been getting on Apple Podcasts, please deactivate the app, uninstall it, reinstall it, and it will work. That was a big point of contention in the Easy Tech Corner. About a week or two ago, I had to solve that for some of these young do-nothing brainiacs who decided that I have to troubleshoot their tech problems. Annoying as hell. I still love you, though. There you go. So join me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. I have a Patreon. My Patreon has new material up to it, added to it every single day. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. PATREON.com/Eric Zane. Send me an email if you want to say hello the old-fashioned way on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Eric@EricZaneShow.com. Send it along. I love getting the correspondence. If you ever have a story that you see on your feed or your notifications that's interesting, you think I should talk about it, by all means, send it along, Eric@EricZaneShow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. All right. Before we continue, I do want to salute a couple of my sponsors. Adam Kasari, the realtor of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast. You can find him at 616-914-4061, 616-914-4061. If you are looking to buy or sell a home in Grand Rapids, West Michigan area, reach out to Adam. He'll help you every step of the way, 616-914-4061. Or find Adam on Facebook. Just search out Adam Kasari. That's C-A-S-A-R-I, Adam, A-D-A-M, Kasari, C-A-S-A-R-I, 616-914-4061. Hey, the Grand Rapids Gold have two more games left. You got Thursday, you got Saturday. I will be there for both those games. It's a good time. You'll love the Grand Rapids Gold games. You can get tickets at nbagrandrapids.com. That's nbagrandrapids.com for tickets. All right. Stay right there. Your old pal EZ needs to use the boys' room. I will be back. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll come right back. See what the chat is talking about. Yankees suck, 138. That would be Kevin way up in Northern Ontario. Says, I'm up at 5:30 or so every day, and I barely start moving until 7. Can't help it. Man Bun Chris says, I feel like Ben gets up earlier. On the last Lost Zane recordings, he told everyone he was up at 2:30 or something. Now, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Stevie says, is there any time I don't want a nap? Some of these comments are from some time ago. Patrick says, I think it's bullshit that they don't let John Cena talk when Randy Rhodes has the mic. Randy Rhodes? Not Randy Rhodes. That guy's dead. When you say Rhodes, do you mean like Dusty Rhodes? Isn't he dead too? And where is this coming from? Why are you talking stupid wrestling on here? I have a love-hate relationship with wrestling. I love that it's like part of the culture. But no matter what I do, I can't really... I like more paying attention to people like you than actually the wrestling itself. I think the wrestling fan is as or more interesting than wrestling itself. I wonder if there's like a documentary about the wrestling fan. Like anything, you'll get normal people and you'll get some wackadoodles who are just too much. I don't really, I have a little bit of, I always raise an eyebrow to people who are into things just too much. Like, people would raise an eyebrow to me back when I was into triathlon. And I don't blame them. I would, too. Donut Dan says they could call the documentary kayfabe, which that is, I think that is a piece of terminology, a term that is used to describe the whole theater of it, I guess. Or whether or not it's real or not, I don't know. Yoda World says a lot of wrestling fans seem to have gone on to some form of being an entertainer. You mean a lot of wrestlers or wrestling fans? I don't know. Trump is pissed off. He has to be. There was some reporter from the magazine or the paper, the publication, The Atlantic, who his phone buzzed, and it's a group text, and he sees it, and he's like, oh, this is some stupid hoax or something like that, and he looked at it, and he goes, this appears to be like people trying to make it seem like the White House is getting ready to attack the, they're known as the Houthis, which is like a tribe of people in Yemen who are hell-bent on destroying the U.S. And there was a group text, and it looked, from what he could see on it, J.D. Vance was on it, and some other bigwigs, I forget their names, Pete Hedwig or whatever the fuck he is. And several people talking about how the U.S., that's Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, also Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Michael Waltz, and other prominent officials in the Trump administration are on this text. So it seems. It looks like just a hoax. And he's like, why am I, a reporter for The Atlantic, getting this? These are war plans about what they're planning to do. And the discussion is like, well, are we going to do it? Yeah, are we going to pull the trigger on it? All right, let's do it. Let's bomb them. And like 15 minutes later, in Yemen, there was an assault strike by U.S. forces, like blowing shit up with all these Houthis, or their body parts flying everywhere. They're all fucked up, which is cool. You know, I don't give a shit that a terror organization is blown up, but it's just weird that this reporter, he was included on the text chain. So a national security war plan. Hey, we are going to should we execute a strike? I don't know. I vote yes. I vote no. All right. See you at the bar. Okay. Bye. This guy got that, this reporter. And so then he started to think it was real. And then he did a little bit more digging, and it in fact was real. Every bit of that was real. And he's like, why the fuck am I seeing this? Am I part of this? So he removed himself from the group chat. Isn't that, I mean, everybody has a group chat with family or friends, right? They've got a group chat about who they're going to bomb. Now, it was supposed to be through a texting app known as Signal. But somehow or another, it got fucked up. Adam says this regime is such a joke. Rebecca says this reporter has way more integrity and self-control than I do, because I would have stayed on the chat until the end of this administration, and the book that I would write, oh my God. No, you're right. I think it actually would have been okay. I don't think it's a problem. I think you just sit there as a fly on the wall, because you know how like when you get a text chain or a group chat, or whatever, there'll be like 15 numbers on it, and it's, you don't know who the fuck is who. You just assume it's like your family. It could be anybody. So they bring in, they got this dude, this reporter on there. Oh my God, you're right. That would be fantastic. I'm surprised that he did pull himself out of it, and then he decided that he would write about it, but he didn't reveal anything too much about that would affect national security. They did a story about this on NBC, and it isn't just a reporter; it's the editor in chief of the Atlantic publication. Wow.
Jets took off from the aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman in the Red Sea for strikes against the Iran-backed Houthis in Yemen, a security breach with potentially catastrophic consequences for the U.S. military. Details of the U.S. war plans shared in real time with the Atlantic's editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg by accident on the unclassified commercial messaging app Signal.
So I guess if that's unclassified, then that is not secure, but secure or not, this guy's number was included in the group chat. How could someone do that? That's what I want to know, because you have to input those into the group chat. You have to like select who's going to be receiving the message. And why does it show up? Is there like, if you're looking at the list of people that are talking top secret information, when you have Hegsworth, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, and guy from publication in the same... How could you possibly do that? How is it even that this mistake could even be made? Walk me through it. Help people understand what you did.
I assumed that I was being spoofed or hoaxed or...
this is the guy.
Included in some kind of disinformation campaign, because it was simply too improbable to me that they would have such poor operational security as to inadvertently invite the editor of The Atlantic into a national security discussion about the timing of a bombing campaign.
That just sounds... Okay, no, he's not saying anything funny, but you have to laugh at how fucking ridiculous that is.
But it was deadly serious. Goldberg says he was added by a user, National Security Advisor Mike Walls, to a group chat, including the Vice President, the Secretary of State, the Defense Secretary, the CIA Director, and the Director of National Intelligence, sharing precise information about weapons packages, targets, and timing, shocking Senate Intelligence Vice Chair Mark Warner.
Holy crap. I mean, when this level of detail is being shared on a non-classified network, and this isn't the first time we've seen this sloppiness from this administration. Early on, there were a couple hundred CIA agents whose identities were exposed.
Goldberg says at one point the vice president called the timing of the attack on the Houthis who've been striking international ships in the Red Sea for 2 years a mistake, because it conflicts with the president's message to end the war in Ukraine.
That was actually very substantive.
Oh, I didn't realize. So he's basically telling tales out of school. So Vance did not want the attack to happen, because I remember I was reading some of the text chain, and he said, yeah, I don't think we should do it. But they ended up going ahead and doing it. And I'm wondering if Vance's comments about, hey, yeah, this flies in the face of what the president is trying to do, and that is achieve peace. I wonder if Trump is aware that he's telling that. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.